first stage of French presidential elections have come to an end, and now it's up to Emmanuel Macron and Marine Le Pen that will face off and advance to the second round. To give us more about the elections in France, researcher in public law and expert in religious freedom and human rights joins us on the line. Mr. Alouane, thank you for availing yourself to the listeners of Radio Islam in South Africa.
Hello, thank you for having me.
Thank you again for availing out your time to speak to the listeners and give us more insight on this. A short summary of events in the French elections over the weekend.
Yeah, this is an earthquake. This is an earthquake. It is a very strong signal from the people that they want change, but at what cost? This is the first time in French history that we have for round two of this election two parties which have never governed France, and a lot is at stake, and we will have our answer on May the 7th.
Did Le Pen do worse than most expected, or was it expected that Le Pen would actually score better than she did or do better than she did?
She did a bit better than her father in 2002, but the far right there is a rising of the far right. They have taken more and more space within the political arena. And it has become such a mainstream party which succeeded in normalizing far-right-wing ideology that it has gained a lot of voters. So I think you have two kind of voters, the voters who actually believe in Le Pen's ideas and the voters who just want to make a stand and say, we are tired of mainstream, so we are going to the far right.
Interestingly enough, like you mentioned, the rise of popularism in France. Any idea why it's happening?
Populism is not a new thing in France. If someone follows French politics for the last 30 years, the person will notice that it has been going on for quite a long time. Populism has been increasing for some years now, mainly because of the current political affairs and our current situation, especially regarding terrorism. Some parties, the far right being one of them, instrumentalize this to target certain communities, especially Muslims. But there have always been this fear of the other, this ongoing racism and xenophobia and anti-Semitism that have been spreading, and which now unfortunately has been empowered by Brexit, but also the election of Donald Trump. Populism in France has always been existed. Now it's more visible.
Like you've mentioned, that no major party candidates have actually made it to the second round or the second runoff. Why has there been this fall of the mainstream parties?
People are disappointed. The right wing error is that they have a candidate which was allegedly accused of political scandals, the famous fake jobs affair, a candidate which who swore he would withdraw if such thing happened, and who did not. So there was a lack of confidence towards the right wing. And as for the left wing, we have witnessed it's done its fall for quite some time now. The left wing has become more center-right than left wing, and it also did not support his candidate, who unfortunately for him was a victim of the division of the left wing party, and the lack of support draws the Socialist Party to have the worst score in the history of the Socialist Party. So I think the left wing right now is dead, but it will rise again. Now they have to rebuild it, and there's going to be a lot of work for the coming years. We also have legislative election, and we will see what happens, because they will frame the next 5 years and the policy the next president will conduct.
Now, both of the candidates' campaigns such as may entice the voters somewhat. Which candidate do you think is best fitted or will actually save the value of France?
Certainly not Marine Le Pen. Marine Le Pen's party is a racist, demagogue, nationalist party. They try to, and successfully, unfortunately, to mainstream their ideas. They try to sound like less devilish. That's what we call the dédiabolisation du Front National. She tried to engage in a more soft way to the people compared to her father, who was more straightforward. And that's why she's more dangerous than him, because behind this soft narrative, the way she wants to be the French savior, the person who wants to try to save France for those who want to attack it, make it more legit, which is not. Normalizing such a party is not normal. And Marine Le Pen does not protect the French value for sure. So now the people have to choose between a candidate that, even if they don't like his ideas, still stand for the values of liberty, equality, fraternity, against a person who is a danger for our democracy and for what we stand for.
Definitely. In Western Europe now, France has the largest populations of Muslims, basically being between 5 to about 70, if I'm not mistaken, percent of the general population. Can the Muslim vote perhaps sway the elections in the direction in which it's going?
You know, it's very hard to say, because we do not have official statistics on votes regarding races and religious affiliation, since statistics on minorities are prohibited. But let me tell you something. French Muslims stand for the French values, and I think they are disappointed by the way they were treated by the government. The anti-Muslim sentiment and anti-Semitism as well is rising, and French Muslim will have to fight for their right to be respected. But it go broader. Here it's literally a question of safeguarding our country and its values for everybody, for Muslims, but not only. And it would have to be country over party. And Muslims understand that, and I guess they will fight for this ideal that we have in France.
So it's down to basically round two between Macron and Le Pen. When does this runoff take place, and what is expected to be the most likely outcome?
You mean my prediction for the second round?
Yes, yes.
Let me tell you something. This time, I honestly believe, and that's just a prediction, obviously, I cannot read the future, but
yes, yes.
Le Pen will not win. Le Pen will not win. For one simple reason, our current system, constitutional system, will not allow her to win, and it's mathematics. She will need a very strong majority to be able to access power, right? And Macron will most likely win, because he will manage to get a coalition, an alliance from other parties. Actually, other parties, especially the right and the left, called their voters to vote for Emmanuel Macron against the far right. But we also have legislative elections on June. So this is just the first part of a very long show, right?
Yes.
And legislative elections, we also have its importance, because the far right, whether they take power or not, will keep fighting to have seats at the National Assembly as well. So I do believe that Emmanuel Macron will win. But we need to be careful, because there will be a time, maybe not this time, but in the future, if we keep going that way, there will be a time when the far right will do more than reaching the second round of this election. And both the right and the left and all political parties need to be vigilant. So I do not believe she will win this time, but signals are strong and we need to be careful.
Definitely indeed. Thank you so much, Ramsaran One, for sharing your insight into the French elections with the listeners of Radio Islam out here in South Africa.
Thank you so much for having me.
Do you enjoy the rest of the day? Goodbye.